from the commission secretary, Ms. Jones.
I need to advise you that there's been some questions regarding the posting of this week's agenda. I need to tell you that I personally posted the agenda on the website Thursday, May 10th. I reposted the website Monday, May 14th, following your planning commission workshop. The hard copy of the agenda was posted outside this hearing room on Friday, May 11th, and reposted on Monday, May 14th also.
Thank you, Madam Secretary.
Not quite finished yet.
Oh, I'm sorry.
The questions arose because of the Thule project. I need to also tell you that that public notice was published in the Daily Transcript on Monday, May 7th.
Okay. I'm done. Thank you, Madam Secretary. So for the record, all public notice was provided in accordance with the Brown Act and all other rules and regulations of this commission. For those of you who are not familiar with our hearing procedures, speaker slips are located outside the hearing room in the hallway. Green slips for support of the project, pink slips for opposition. White slips are also available for those who neither oppose nor support, but wish to either speak. Please submit your completed slips to our secretary to my left. These meetings are recorded, so when your name is called, please come to the lectern, identify yourself, and provide us with your address. Each speaker will have 3 minutes unless otherwise negotiated with the chairman. In your testimony, please try not to be repetitious. At this point, I'd like to point out that we're having three commissioners that will be absent after noon, at 12 o'clock noon. So we are going to limit testimony today to 2 minutes. So if you have remarks that you've planned out ahead of time, please go back through them and format them so they can be given in 2 minutes or less. Excuse me. At this point, are there any members of the public wishing to discuss a topic not listed on today's agenda? Any such comments or queries come to the commission without prior notice, so no specific action can be taken. However, we can refer it to staff. Is there anyone that wishes to speak on something not on the agenda? Seeing none, Mr. Director, are there any requests for continuance from staff or from the audience?
Mr. Chairman, staff has no request for continuance, but we do have a request for continuance on item number 2, Highlands at Warner Springs.
All right. Any motion or action or any discussion on our ability to continue item number 2, Highlands at Springer Rinks?
Sure.
Sorry, Highland at Warner Springs.
I do. I understand the purpose for the request is that this thing is going to go to a bankruptcy court. I fail to see how a bankruptcy court is going to affect the issue at hand, and that is the secondary access. They're going to make some kind of determination about who owns what and who owes what, but they're not going to make any land use decision per se. So I'd like to understand why we would do that.
Mr. Director, can you clarify that?
Maybe we ought to have the applicant or their representative come up and explain.
Mr. Brown.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, Commissioners. Chris Brown, offices at 402 West Broadway. As you all know, I'm not an attorney, but our counsel has provided information to me that this bankruptcy issue has to do with the association, obviously not our particular property. And in doing that, it would clear up some title issues. The conversations that we've had with the association membership and the association board leads us to believe that the easement issue would go away after the issue with the bankruptcy is resolved. Pardon me. By that the association membership and the board of directors believe that there will be no more issue with regards to the easement and that the easement would be resolved.
How is that?
without going into all the legal stuff, because again, Mr. Beck, I'm not an attorney. It is our belief and our council's belief that it would be resolved, because the issue, the people that believe that the easement does not exist are and would no longer be part of the association interaction, if you will. There's a party that's looking to purchase Warner Ranch, and that is causing some internal conflicts on the validity of the easement. The association itself has not ever filed any legal document saying that the easement is invalid. It's been other people who have filed or made such claims.
And so how, I'm still trying to connect the dots here, how would a bankruptcy decision affect those people?
Because if the bankruptcy decision would determine who owns the association and be able to clear up any questions about that.
No, but the easement's on the title or it's not.
The easement, as I understand, again, I'm not an attorney, but the understanding that I have from our counsel is that the association granted the easement, and therefore there was some question about the validity of that by a third party. Now that the bankruptcy circumstances would be resolved a little bit later, again in a couple of months, I understand your frustration, Mr. Beck, but this is not anything other than trying to resolve this issue to the satisfaction of county council. I don't see any really problem with providing a couple of months to resolve it. Every other issue has been resolved except for this one.
Okay, we're kind of going in circles, so I'm
just a question.
I'm not going to.
Brown, yes. The association granted the legal easement as so far as you are concerned.
Yes, sir.
Did it get filed and recorded with the county?
That is my understanding, yes, sir.
So you have a recorded easement, and now the question is the association is in question by another party and their ability to do that.
That was the initial.
That's what the court's going to decide, if the association is in charge and had the ability to grant that easement?
Not specifically to that, but that it would clear the association's
entitlement to do so.
Simply put,
or ability.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Brown. Any further questions? All right, is there a motion to continue item number 2?
Continue for second. 60 days.
Okay, I have a motion and a second to continue item number 2 for 60 days. To whatever date that would be.
Hasn't been working lately.
Excuse me, Mr. Chair. We asked for a 4 to 6 month delay because the next hearing of the bankruptcy court won't be until July.
Okay. So I'm going to amend your motion.
Yes, I'd be Woods. Happy to.
Before we do that,
Mr. Director, can you give me a recommendation on the other side when that would be?
You second?
I did not second, no.
Adam, Commissioner Day seconded.
If your commission was interested in a 4 month time frame, that would be September 21st.
And if it were 6 month?
November 16th.
Okay, and my motion would be November 16th, so they can clear it up and come back one last time.
All right, very good. There's a second and a motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposition?
The question was there any opposition to the motion to continue it by somebody else?
I'm sorry.
Is there anyone who opposes this request by Mr. Brown? Do
we perhaps we should see if anyone in the audience has an issue with a continuance.
Yep.
We just voted.
We just voted on it.
Okay.
Good morning, gentlemen. My name is David G. I am the president of the Warner Springs Ranch Owners Association, the entity which did file a voluntary Chapter 11 bankruptcy proceeding in order to finally sell Warner Springs Ranch, which is owned by approximately 1,400 individuals. I'm not sure who the gentleman is that just spoke, but I think he may be confused as to the status of the association with regard to this easement. The easement was granted by the general manager without authority of the governing documents. The easement was subsequently ratified by the prior board of directors, and there is question not only by this board of directors, presently in control of the association, but also by the former party that was under contract to purchase the ranch, the Palo Banda Mission Indians. Now that we're in the bankruptcy process, we are going to resolve all issues, including the contract issue with Paula, and address the easement issue. We have no opposition, actually, are in favor of continuing it to the November date, but I just wanted to clarify that the association is concerned about the authority of the general manager to grant the easement and the validity of the easement.
Thank you, Mr. G.
I recall
your testimony previously and recall that being the case, yes,
so,
Commissioner?
So if it's relevant, what's the cause of the bankruptcy? What's the purpose for the bankruptcy? It's to liquidate assets, is it not?
The purpose of the bankruptcy is the challenge of a 1,400-member partnership, in effect.
Which is
unfortunately obvious at this point in time, but wasn't obvious 30 years ago when the original developers set this organizational structure, ownership structure up. We had been in escrow with Paula, prepared to close escrow with Paula at the first of the year, but another individual owner of the 1,400 came out and filed a state court action, Superior Court action, to enjoin the sale. That triggered us to seek the assistance of the federal bankruptcy system, which is really the only way to get this property sold through.
And does that erase those 1,400 owners?
No.
What does it do?
We're in bankruptcy court, but we're the farthest thing from bankruptcy that you can be because we have no debt against the property, and it's a very valuable asset in excess of $20 million. And so it's merely to relieve the paralysis of the organizational structure, because with 1,400 individuals, you'd need a much bigger room than this to hold all the owners, and to get everybody to agree on anything is basically impossible. So we're going to have the bankruptcy judge agree for us.
Thank you very much, sir. Appreciate your testimony.
Thank you.
All right, there was Mr. Director, let me just finish item
sure.
number two. It was continued on a unanimous vote.
No, I voted against. Unanimous.
It was, Mac, did you vote?
I voted
no?
against.
I'm sorry. With Michael Beck voting against the motion. Mr. Director, we are now ready for any other items for consent.
Yes, there was a request also from the public on the Thule project. I believe Backcountry Against Dumps was requesting a continuance on the Thule Wind Energy Project, item six. So if they're here, maybe they can explain their request.
Is anyone here that wishes to speak on the continuance of item number six, Thule Wind Energy? Yes, ma'am. Your name and address, please.
Good morning, Chairman, Commissioners. My name is Harley McDonald, 211 Chapelita Drive in Sanitas. I am a business developer with Iberdrola Renewables. We are the applicant for the Thule Wind Project. We would respectfully request that we go ahead and hear the project today. We've been working on this project for several years, and I'm sure you have several questions, and this seems like a good time to at least start the process. And if we need a continuance later today, we can address it then.
Thank you, ma'am. Anyone else wishing to speak on the continuance? Seeing none. I'm sorry, there is somebody back there. All right.
Yeah, I'm the editor of East County Magazine, Miriam Raftery, and we had also asked a continuance on this for a couple of reasons. One, the agenda, they've changed the process for getting it, and it was hard to get. We couldn't get it, couldn't get some attachments to open on both items one and six. We're not able to get notice out to our readers until almost midnight last night, which is obviously not adequate notice for anybody. Also, there is a 900-acre wildfire burning in the Boulevard area. As we speak, there are people out there who wanted to come in and can't because they're afraid to leave their homes.
Thank you, ma'am. Any further discussion on this item, commissioners?
Well, we can just play it by ear and we'll see where we're at.
There's no motion on the or desire to continue this at this point then, Mr. Director?
There are no other requests for a continuance that I'm aware of.
All right, then, we'll move to the formation of our consent calendar. what items are eligible for consent.
Mr. Chairman, item 3 is the only item that I have that's eligible for your consent agenda.
Move consent.
That is the Roadrunner Club Mobile Home Park.
Move consent on item 3.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion and a second to approve item number 3 on consent. Any discussion? If not, all in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any in opposition? Madam Secretary, that passes unanimously with all seated commissioners voting yes. At this point, I'd like to discuss rearranging our agenda here. We have many speakers that have come down, and we appreciate that, to speak particularly on item number 6. I know we have a number of speakers. And item number 3, but with the commission's consent, I would like to hear the Hammershaw Wireless Facility, item number 4, first. Thule number 2, so we can hear that in its entirety today before we lose commissioners. And then we'll hear items number 3 if there is time in item number 1. Is there any objection? Can I have a motion to rearrange our agenda then?
So moved.
Did I? Oh, you're absolutely correct because we have 2 agendas here we're reading from. Would you read them for me, Mr. Director?
As I understood it, you said, Mr. Chairman, item number 5 would go first. That's a Hammershaw Wireless Telecommunication Facility.
Right.
Then we would go to Thule Wind. That would be item number 6. Then we would do item number 1, which is the timelines for the wind energy ordinance. And then item number
4,
which is the property-specific zoning cleanup.
Very good. I have a motion on the floor. Did I have a second? Thank you. Discussion, Commissioner Beck?
On the zoning cleanup, first of all, I have a feeling that given the lineup today and the fact that we're going to be losing commissioners, and I just want to make sure that we don't have people that came here for the zoning cleanup that wait all day and then we can't hear their item. So is this time sensitive? Would it make, we can hear from them, but would it make more sense to punt that item to the next hearing? Apparently not. Never mind.
Thank you.
We're good.
Thank you, Commissioner Beck. Then we have a motion and a second on the floor. Any further discussion? All in favor? Any in opposition? Madam Secretary?
Mr. Chair.
I'm sorry?
Mr. Chair.
Yes?
The computer's going to shut down for a second.
We ask for your forbearance here. We're having to reboot the computer.
No Facebook today? What?
Facebook's all over the place today. Sorry
about that. Nothing we can do.
Sleep at all these things are
about all the stuff I have been doing over the years catching up with you.
There's one free seat up here if somebody from the back would like to sit down, or are you saving that? You're saving that? All right.
There's no commission. We're going to find out.
I've just been informed that we're going to have a potential 15-minute delay, Madam Secretary, while this is corrected. Mr. Director, shall we?
I would suggest, at a minimum, we consider proceeding with a couple of the more administrative items that we have on the agenda, and we can just take some notes, and then when the system comes back, which is really important that we capture our public testimony and so on, that we then can begin those items.
Did you have a director's report? We certainly could take that.
I was thinking actually item one, which is the timeline to return on the wind ordinance. I don't believe we have any speakers on that, but we do need your your motion on
very
that.
Very good. Let's
okay.
Rearrange the agenda once more and just take that. Yeah, go ahead.
Good morning, Chairman Pallinger. I'm Joe Faraci, Planning Manager with the Department of Planning and Land Use. Item one is pertaining to the wind energy ordinance. Staff initially presented this project at the April 13th, 2012 Planning Commission hearing, which concluded with a Planning Commission voting unanimously to conduct a workshop and to become more informed with the various issues on this subject matter prior to making a recommendation on the project. The workshop was conducted last week, May 11th, and at that meeting, the Commission identified issue areas to be further researched and directed staff to return today with an outline summarizing the issues and a timeline for their completion. The Commission also asked staff to report back on budget implications of this request. Staff has reviewed the issue areas identified at the workshop and provided a hard copy outline of the Commission to the Commissioners. Staff anticipates that it can complete the Commission's request within 2 months and recommends continuing the public hearing to July 20, 2012. It is important to note that several of the issue areas concerning the turbines are fluid and evolving. Consequently, there is a likelihood that staff cannot provide definitive answers to some of the issue areas. Finally, while the request will require additional staff time and cost, the project is currently running under budget, and therefore the Commission's request can be accommodated within the scope of the original project budget. The Department of Planning and Land Use is requesting that the Planning Commission confirm to staff that it has accurately identified the issue areas the Commission would like staff to research. If applicable, provide further direction and to continue to the hearing to July 20, 2012. That concludes the presentation.
Thank you, Mr. Faraci. Any questions of staff by the Commission? Mr. Norby,
just want to be clear on the solar alternative A and B, that when we look at the issue of wind versus solar, that we're focusing on the County of San Diego lands only, essentially, not state lands, not federal lands, but essentially, what can we do here in the county, in our communities with wind, and what can we do here in our county, in our communities with solar.
Mr. Faraci, that direction was clear?
Yes, we have that. Thank you.
Thank you. Any further questions of staff? If not, I'll entertain a motion to continue item number one to the July 20th Commission meeting.
So moved.
I have a motion and a second from Commissioner Beck. All in favor?
Aye.
Any in opposition?
I'm going to abstain since I wasn't here at the last hearing.
Okay. All seated commissioners, with the exception of it, Commissioner Day, who is abstaining, voting in favor to continue item number one, the original item number one, to July 20th. Mr. Director, do you want to proceed with another item, or how close are we to getting the computer fixed?
Close.
What? 5 minutes?
Yeah.
All right.
I would suggest we just wait for that then and then begin with a wireless site.
All right. We have 5 minutes to wait for the computer.
Okay.